Good morning. Welcome to the season of Lent, a time when we try to do things or stop doing things that might draw us into a closer, better relationship with our Creator. And you know, in trying to get closer to anyone, but most especially to the Creator, there are stumbling blocks. And those stumbling blocks come because we are tempted to do or say or think things that probably aren't in line with what the Creator's hopes and dreams for us are. And so when I was thinking about that and thinking about the scriptures today, which talk about Jesus being exposed to things that would pull him away from his relationship to God, I remembered an old friend of mine, and I asked him to help me out this morning. So I'm going to pass the mic to him. Hang on. Tim, here you go.
Well, good morning, children, and everyone else listening who are young at heart. My name is Tim P. Tation. You can call me Tim for short, or you can call me Tim P. It all don't matter much. Mostly I came on here to help Aunt Jane explain some things about Lent. You see, I'm a huge part of the whole season of Lent, and I'm a huge part of being a human being for y'all. My job, as I see it, and boy do I enjoy my job, is to come at you full on, head on, full speed, and try to get you to do stuff you wouldn't normally do, or think things you wouldn't normally think. Things that I like to do because they're going to pull you away from a close relationship with your Creator. I don't mean no harm by it, you see. I was just created this way myself. I don't really understand it, but I know my job, and by golly, I'm going to do my job. But you know what? I thank enough of Aunt Janie that I came on here to talk to y'all and tell you how I operate. But I think she's the best one to tell y'all about how to get ready for me. I don't really like that much, but it's going to make me work harder if you start working harder. But hey, all's fair. You know what I mean? Let me hand this over to her. All right, y'all, watch out for me now. Here you go, girl.
Thanks, Tim. I knew you'd be honest with everybody and tell them the truth. And so, guys, temptation, he's everywhere. He's at school. He's at home. He's even at church. And you heard him. You heard what he's trying to do. And so how do we as human beings resist temptation when he comes calling? I mean, it's hard. It's hard not to get mad. It's hard not to be afraid. It's hard not to do things for fun that we know we probably shouldn't be doing. So how do we do it? We're not going to be perfect at it. But what we can do is we can decide at every moment to choose the better action, to choose the better words, to choose the better thoughts. And by better, I mean those actions and thoughts and words that keep us in a closer relationship with our Creator. Let's say you're at school and somebody does something really goofy, really mean, and it just makes you so angry that you're real close to lashing out and saying something that maybe you would wish later you hadn't said. Stop for a minute. Say a prayer real quick if you have to. Think about the consequences of your reaction to what that person did, how they acted. You have a choice in how you are going to react. There was a wonderful American psychologist by the name of Rollo May, and he said, "Our greatest freedom is the ability to choose between," and here comes a big word, "stimulus and how we respond to it." Stimulus is a concept used in science and psychology and other disciplines, other studies, It just means something that happens. Some kind of word or action by another person or action by anything. Something happens. That's the stimulus. You choosing your response is the key to resisting the temptation to do something that you know deep down inside is probably not the best choice. So let's pray that if you see temptation coming, and if I see temptation coming, we're going to be able to stand strong, stop for a moment, and do what we think God would want us to do. Dear Lord, temptation is strong. He's got a job to do, and he enjoys that job. Help us to keep him away and to make good choices. Amen.